here's 3,000 diamonds. Go crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Thinking back to that game gives me fatigue.
Like, hello, not picking it up. And welcome. My name is Jay Yee, and with me today is my good old friend, Alexander Gonzalez.
Howdy.
And please remember that we are not game devs. How are you doing today, Alex?
I'm doing okay, Jay. How are you doing today?
I'm also doing okay. It's hot again, which sucks, because it was cold for like 3 days, and then it got hot.
You're right about that. It looks like we're not going to get cold weather anymore until November.
But those are not the cold weathers we are talking about today. Today, we are creating something new. Every week, We Are Not Game Devs, we create a new, exciting video game idea that we've always wanted to play, but do not have any knowledge or know-how to create the wonderful experience that are video games. Today is my turn to present We Are Not Game Devs' 125th IP. VR. All swords.
Right. Okay.
You have a nice sword. Very big, very shiny, solid steel. It doesn't even have to be steel. It could be anything you want. People you're fighting, crappy swords. They're kind of chipped. They're like rusting a little bit, you know, so they're like kind of brownish. The whole basis of this game is people are going to come at you in VR at certain angles, and you got to reflect them. And the whole idea is you're just wrecking these dudes' swords. You're wrecking these dudes' axes. They come at you, and you just smash it. Fucking break that shit. It's we're doing Fruit Ninja, but with swords and VR.
So, all right. So we're going to be beating up poor people. So
essentially, yeah.
Maybe we'll put mud on their faces, yeah. Make their
hair. You're like a knight, and like they're just peasants coming at you with peasant farmer weapons.
So we have no more taxes, no more tithings. Fool! No, but
you just take out your golden sword and just start swiping away at their rusted weapons.
So I see what you're going for here. There's going to be different parts of different parts of the sword where you're going to be able to slash into and break their swords, thus killing their attack.
Yeah.
And I imagine that some will also have maybe shields that are like that too, where you can kind of break through the shield
and they'll like get knocked back a few feet and then they'll come at you again with a weapon type of deal.
Yeah. So yeah. I like the idea of this. I think it would even be funner to not only have swords, but have different weapons on top of that. Maybe have like a Morningstar, for instance. It would be really satisfying to like twirl it and hurl it at somebody and it just go through a shield and knock them in the chest. Or you can throw it and then like it captures a sword and you yank it and then hit back again. Yeah. This seems like a lot of fun in terms of it being a game where you stand still and you're facing a bunch of different people in combat. Maybe they all rush and then you have a boss battle where there's a guy with slightly better equipment, but stuff that you can still break down.
Right. Like it will take multiple hits and maybe in specific areas you have to hit like weak points in his like gigantic great sword or something like that. Or like even like maybe we could start introducing, I don't know, arrows, and then you have to like deflect and block arrows coming at you.
Yeah, I could see arrows, and then, you know, as it gets harder for bosses, maybe the openings or the places in the armor where it's weakest get smaller. For instance, maybe the final boss, you're like hitting them behind the knees and hitting them like in the armpits at first. Or if you want, you can make it more traditional and have them knock off armor. But yeah.
Do you think this is going to be forward and them coming towards you like Beat Saber-esque? Or is it going to be 360, you're moving to the right, you're going to the left and going all over? Like, you're still standing in the same spot, but you have to go 360. Like, they're coming at you from multiple angles.
I almost want it to be like you're moving forward only because it's funner to play that way. Sometimes it gets disorienting to play in a 360 version when it gets harder.
Maybe it could be like they come in like a V shape sometimes, like if there's two alleyways or something, and they'll come at you at two different angles, but you don't have to move more than 170 degrees. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that.
Like not a complete 180, you know, like a whole range, but like shorten it up a little bit, like 165 or something like that. And so you don't have to move too much. You could just move left to right a little bit. But in the game, it'll look like they're coming from like two different sides in the middle or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
And I like what you said about new weapons. I didn't think about this, but maybe what we could do is, yeah, have one sword. And I would say like Morningstar with a shield, because you would have to block arrows on certain levels, you know? So you'd have to get like something like that. And then maybe you could also get like a...
you could do a spear, some piercing blows, where I think the trade-off would be, you know, Morningstar, you can damage armor and break it. With a spear, you can poke weak points. With the sword, you can slash through.
Maybe with the spear, instead of getting a bit... Because like for the Morningstar, I'm thinking like a big shield, like a big like... think like the ones you got to strap your arm into, and it covers like from shoulder down to like your knee or upper thigh. Yeah. For the spear, maybe it's a small like little buckler, like something like really like tiny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we would have to have like some kind of blocking, because the sword obviously blocked itself. Maybe we could also have a short sword and a shield, and so they would get closer. I don't know what the difference in gameplay between that and the greatsword would be, or like long sword.
I think a long sword, maybe there's more damage. With a short sword, you're not going to break off armor when you swing at it. You're just going to have to slice through. So we have spear, Morningstar, sword, greatsword. Besides that, that's about all you need. I mean, greatsword has it instead of like an axe. So, and they'll all feel different, maybe different weights, you know, and how they feel, how it works. Do you want there to be durability with your own weapons to make you switch? Or I guess maybe not, because
I think it's going to be more like when you the story mode's going to eventually slowly introduce new weapon types, but then when you go into free play mode or whatever it's going to be called, like go just through the levels or like wave mode, you could pick what weapon to start with, and then that's like your run with that weapon, you know what I mean? So like if you want to try level 1-1, where you first start with a sword and you want to try like the Morningstar this time around, then you could like put there, and then we'll have like normal, easy, hard, you know, and so you could try it on difficulty levels and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then, yeah, there's going to be a tougher wave mode, which is just go as far as you can as it gets progressively harder. Like, I don't see this as like a like full story and stuff. It's more like arcadey, where you just jump in, break some swords, and then you're out. You know what I mean? Maybe like a boss rush mode or something like that. Or we could even add like one that is like, yeah, like kind of like tailor-made, maybe like a playlist where we force you to do certain weapons after each level type of thing. Like after five levels, you switch the lance, and then after five levels, you switch to a Morningstar and that type of thing.
And what would be fun would be a co-op mode where you're playing with another buddy, so your Vs are merged. And then in that co-op mode where you play with only one other person, there will be other co-op modes around you, so it looks like a war. So it looks like you and your buddy and other people and their buddies are fighting off a war of people coming in, so it's like a battlefield.
How about that just be the general aesthetic of the game, where you're on a battlefield and a bunch of people are all around you and people
come at you. And that makes more sense why they're coming at you, to kill you and break the line. I like that premise a whole lot better now.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, sure, have a co-op mode where you could see the person next to you on your sides, and that's just online matchmaking or whatever, if you want that mode on type of thing. I don't see where it would bring any gameplay value, because you only have your own streams. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they could come help you or anything like that.
That's true. I guess just chatting.
It's just more just being able to see someone next to you, I guess, and just the immersiveness.
Yeah.
Of it. Besides that, I also would like the idea of like maybe you're earning some kind of in-game currency, and with the currency we have a shop that you could buy different skins for your swords or weapons that you're using, like different colors and metals and
skins
such.
For the weapons, your gauntlets, stuff of that nature. You can probably also customize your general armor too, but you're never going to see that in VR.
Well, it'd just be your gauntlets, I think. It's the only thing that you could change. And maybe we'll even have like crazier overlays where you could change the people you're fighting from human knights to peasants to orcs to elves. And maybe that's just in the game. Like we'll have different enemy types for different levels.
And what would be cool about the different enemy types as well is since they're built differently, orcs are going to swing slower but stronger. They're going to have different weapons. Elves the same way, where there's going to be more archers. And I think that's where you're going to get diversity of gameplay.
All right. What kind of music are we hearing?
This is going to be a lot of...
We both automatically went into fantasy, so...
Yeah, string instruments, wind instruments, instruments of that time, so to say. Here and there. So this is what I think. I think you're going to be able to buy different tunes, different war songs for your character. So you have a theme that you can choose. It's going to be, you know, there's going to be war drums, there's going to be horns, stuff of that nature.
Okay.
In terms of the enemies you're facing, I think it would be a good tip off to know what army you're facing by the music that starts first as they come over the hill.
Okay. Yeah.
Elves, you know, elves are going to play different music than orcs would.
We could have that. And then whatever theme you like as a player, whereas orc or human knights or peasant music or elven or dwarvish or something, each will have a different feel to it. And then you could choose in free play what soundtrack you want to be played for yourself.
Yeah. Now, I think it's funny because like the first couple of missions, you're just going to beat up poor people. Peasants, come on out. And then from there, you'll get to orcs and elves and everything else.
All right, pricing. I see this as like a $29.99.
Yeah, $30 for sure. Cool. I like these proof of concepts a lot. In fact, it's one of my favorite games to play on Vive. But I guess I'm skipping ahead.
Alex, it's time to start your timer. Because it's time to name this game.
All right, and go.
Swordbreaker VR.
Yeah, there we go.
VR sword has to be in there.
Swordbreaker at 5 seconds.
Cool. All right, Alex, could you give Swordbreaker? Are we not putting the VR in there?
if you but there's no regular Swordbreaker, so I mean,
that's true. Yeah, we could just call it Swordbreaker. Don't get cheesy with it.
Swordbreaker is a VR game where you play as the people's champion. And you must fight off varying degrees of armies on the battlefield, from a peasant's uprising to orcs storming your lands to elves shooting you in the forest. You must play in VR, break their weapons, and thus break their spirits.
Cool. Real quick, I should add, definitely need awesome sound effects every time you break a weapon. Like
we have
to have multiple different takes, and they have to be super satisfying sounding because that's what you're doing. It's called Swordbreaker. I mean, come on, it has to sound good and look good too. All right, so I think we have a game here, Alex. What do you think? Would this be a game you would want to play? And is it fun?
Oh yeah, this would be a game I'd want to play. This would be a game that I'd probably get a workout from. I really enjoy room setups for this type of game, where instead of PSVR, it's like a Vive setup, only because it's so much more satisfying when you can duck or dodge and kind of like thrust upwards or thrust downwards at a character. It really immerses you. This would be a fun game to exercise with too. If you had proper form, you could do like axe cutters and stuff like that and really get a workout.
Yeah. I mean, I love Beat Saber, which I think is very similar, but I mean also very different in its own way. I would love this. I wasn't the biggest fan of Skyward Sword, which is pretty much this game as well. But I feel like in VR, that mechanic of breaking someone's guard with a sword would be more fun in VR than it is on a Wii back when it wasn't that great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it would be a great time. Now that we have a complete game, what game studio would you assign to be able to make Swordbreaker the best?
So I knew that I was going to struggle with this. I honestly don't have a whole lot of experience with VR developers.
Same.
If we're talking about wielding a sword and doing all that, unfortunately, it seems Nintendo seems like they do really well just because you're basically taking the components of Skyward Sword and all the stuff they did on the Wii and Wii U and putting it into this, so they would have a lot to go off that. But they're never going to do anything like this. It would just be pie in the sky doing yeah. Nintendo.
I would give it to either obviously Beat Games or Superhot Team. Superhot, not the same, but they have like cool blocking things with your weapon mechanics already in Superhot. I mean, there of course is that whole time deal with Superhot, but I think they could do something really cool with it where just change the game up a little bit, up the graphics a little bit in terms of what you're seeing, and then just make it all about the blocking, not so much the tacticalness of like moving when only they move when you move type of deal. I think it could be very, very cool. And they do VR every once in a while, and Beat Saber for obvious reasons.
I've got one more, and that's going to be Bethesda. They did Skyrim VR. So eliminate the movement, bring in all the cast of characters, all the races, all the classes, and then they already have great sword animations here, so I think it would fit like a glove.
Yeah. Now, Bethesda was another developer I was thinking of because, I mean, yeah, they love doing their VR, putting their games in VR, so why not make a game of their own? True. And with that, 125th IP has gone gold. We hope you look forward to this experience that will probably never release. You could write to apphoundgames@gmail.com if you have anything to patch into the game we created today. Also, give us feedback. We are still learning how to make the show better, and your feedback really helps. We have a Patreon. If you'd like to back our ideas, please head over to patreon.com/wearenotgamedevs. Patrons receive episodes 2 days early and an extra podcast at the beginning, which you caught the tail end of our conversation at the beginning of this episode. That's patreon.com/wearenotgamedevs. If you liked our show, why not subscribe and give us all the stars on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Store, Spotify, YouTube, and more. And if they ask for a review, instead of reviewing our show, become your inner game critic and review Swordbreaker, the video game we just created. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back next Friday with another new IP. Again, my name is Jay Yee.
And I'm Alex Gonzalez.
Thank you, and please remember that we are not game devs.
I honestly, when you said, and my name's Jay Yee, and I want to be like, and this is AG, I wanted to, I'll probably do that next episode. Or no, well, I had to do it. In, no,
so they got
not
spoiled.
126, 127. Get ready. All when right. He says, and I'm Jay Yee, I'll be like, and this is AG. My initials don't sound cool unless immediately followed after your name.